Today, Dallas City Council members discussed the future of Fair Park, specifically a proposal to have a nonprofit group manage the park. KERA's Eric Austin has been monitoring the developments, and he joins me. Hi, Eric.
Hey, BJ.
So, if this proposal eventually passes, how would it work?
Supporters of this plan say the City of Dallas needs to back off from running Fair Park. Some say Dallas City Hall is just too big, too complicated, and too bureaucratic to make any significant changes at Fair Park. For years, people have wanted to make Fair Park a year-round destination, not just the place to be when the State Fair of Texas is up and running. So the city would still own Fair Park. This nonprofit group would manage the park and help market it. The nonprofit group would be able to do fundraising and pump in more money to boost the place. The proposal calls for the city to kick in money, there would be a so-called management fee of $25 to $35 million each year. And during the next bond programs, the city would provide up to $175 million for Fair Park improvements.
Well, there's a track record of public-private partnerships around Dallas.
There sure is. The Dallas Zoo was privatized, and that's been considered a success. Then there's Clyde Warren Park, which is owned by the city and managed by a private foundation. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings touched on this at the city council meeting.
And I think creating a public-private partnership is the right way to go. I don't even know why we talk about this anymore. We've got four or five examples of it's working, and we should be rushing towards this issue.
One issue, though, is Fair Park is huge, and changing the setup affects several groups that operate at Fair Park, such as the State Fair of Texas, and privatizing Fair Park would be more complicated than what happened at the zoo or Clyde Warren Park.
Okay, now speaking of issues, let's talk about the other issues at Fair Park.
Well, there are many. Fair Park has all those distinctive Art Deco buildings. Many are in disrepair. They were built or renovated in a rush leading up to the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition. Those buildings weren't designed to last 80 years. The city says it needs $500 million to fix everything at Fair Park. Tiffany Young is the city council member who represents the Fair Park area. She supports a public-private partnership that could help with the maintenance issues. But residents are telling her they also want to see Fair Park come alive throughout the year.
The feel in the community and what I've heard is a year-round destination, year-round programming, and that's what the community is expecting, that's what the community wants, and that is what I'm supportive of, that we will continue to look at how we can get year-round programming inside the grounds of Fair Park.
Another issue for Fair Park, there is this perception in North Texas that the area isn't safe. Although Tiffany Young and Dallas officials are trying to combat that viewpoint, they say Fair Park is a safe place for visitors.
So is there anyone against this public-private partnership?
The city would have to fork over money, and some city council members said they're concerned about how the city would find that additional money in a city budget where funds are already spread thin. Some say there are lots of pressing concerns, including fixing potholes and street repairs around the city. Here's Councilmember Philip Kingston, whose district includes East Dallas and the Arts District.
We're very short on money right now. Your proposal would take well in excess of $10 million out of the streets budget for each council district in the next bond package. I don't think there's a political appetite for that.
So what happens next?
Mayor Rawlings says discussions will continue over the next 6 months. He wants a public forum at some point so residents can sound off on the plans. There are still a lot of questions and a lot for city leaders to hammer out.
Indeed. That's KERA's Eric Austin, and thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you, BJ.